Today I'll be speaking with some research that I've done by research that was done by Pastor Louis Prontnicki of Maple Glen Church on a series of Psalms, and particularly today Psalm 71. What I'd like you to do is to take your Psalters out again and turn up to Psalm 71, because I'm going to be referencing some readings there, and I'd like you to actually sort of be able to look at those verses as we look at it. Today's topic is something that I find even myself struggling with at times, and I say that because I've been watching documentaries on different famous people and stuff of that nature, and watching sort of current pop culture and feeling very disconnected from it these days in some regard. And I think we all sort of hit a watershed moment on our lives at times when it's kind of like, you know, and it, of course, it means we're getting a bit older. You may be aging with a back brace or a knee brace. You may no longer have the energy to join in the chase. There's probably aging showing on your face, but God wants us all to age with grace. Aging is when you might have trouble tying your shoelace, and these days, I got to tell you, bending over to get my shoe is a long way down. And you may, in a group of young people, feel out of place, but God truly wants us all to be aging with a grace. Aging is when doctor's visits become an ever-increasing part of your pace, and when your memory is fading without a trace. But when you're aging with grace, you look forward to moving on to a much higher place. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to understand that you truly are our rock and our fortress. Help us to understand your love is the greatest love we can understand and live by. And Lord, open our hearts and minds this morning, not to my words, but for they're nothing before you and your people in that sense. Only your words can truly pierce through the noise of our busy days and our feelings and emotions and quiet our hearts to listen. Speak to us this day, lover of our souls, Jesus. In your mighty name, amen. So let's face it, more of us in our congregation truly are getting older, and it's not just our church. There are millions here in our country who are age 65 and older. It's almost, I think, 1 in 8, maybe a little higher than that by stats. And 50 years from now, that number is going to more than double, and probably even less than 50 years from now, really, when you put the numbers on that. We're looking at an aging community in general terms. And it's so appropriate, I think, that we understand what God has to say to us who are older believers or have older believers in our lives, because that's another thing, that's another side to this coin as well. But what about those who are young, those who are decades away from being elderly? Well, there's three quick truths to think about here. God commands for us to take care of the elderly. God commands us to learn and to honor the elderly. And one day you're going to be elderly as well, so get it right now. Let's take a quick look at Psalm 71 in the Psalters. Psalm 71, as I said, is it's an older believer, almost the way it's written, who's pleading to God against his enemies, and he asks God's blessings for his later years. He does so in full confidence of faith, and he's strengthened his faith by a long and remarkable experience of God's providence and God's deliverance. Therefore, this older believer anticipates a gracious reply from the Lord and promises to glorify the Lord exceedingly. This is a psalm, it's a prayer, it's a song for all believers, but we can see maybe a little bit of an inclination to those who are a bit older, maybe those who are facing declining health or struggles in life, and know that the end of death might be getting closer. It sounds morbid, but it's a thought. Let's open, and we've got them there. So verses 1 to 4. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. I'm reading for a little bit different translation. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. Though older believers can feel at times that they're fading and declining, they also know that God himself never grows weaker. And so we can all the more go to him in our time of need and find that his grace is more than sufficient for our struggles. Though the psalmist is struggling, and we clearly hear that in this voice, God's grace gives him a faith in the Lord that will never stagger or fall. The older we get, the sweeter God's grace should seem to us in our weakness and need. The psalmist here seeks his help in the Lord, especially in times of struggle and need. For God is our refuge. God is our rock of refuge. God is our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. He is our deliverer, the one who hears us, the one who rescues us, who saves us from all our foes and all our enemies. We start now looking at verse 5. For you've been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you and you brought me from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, and you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long, your glory all day long, as it says here. In the midst of his struggles, the psalmist is encouraged by recalling the Lord's faithfulness to him all the days of his life. In times of trouble and difficulty, if you are an older believer, you should be able to recall decades worth of God's mercies on you. And that's the line that describes Scripture to us, in particular the Old Testament. The Old Testament is full of stories of God's faithfulness and steadfast love to his people. A steadfast love that goes beyond when they're feeling lost, or they have themselves, and they being the people in the story, have turned their backs on God. God's still there, hanging in. God still loves endlessly. Notice if we look in verse 5, it says, the Lord has helped this psalmist David from his youth, even from his birth and his safe delivery from his mother's womb. He reads his diary or journal and sees examples of how the Lord has delivered him in the past. And that journal or that we can look at is Scripture itself. We can think of events in our own lives when we can look backwards and say, you know, that was the hand of God in my life. I could have made any decision at this turning point in my life, but I can see the hand of God. I digress from my notes for a moment. I was thinking yesterday, and particularly yesterday, because I was hobbling around my apartment, feeling kind of achy and old. There was an event, and I've shared this story before, a part of it, when I was 16 years old, and a car drove into me at 80 miles an hour. At 50 miles an hour, pardon me, 80 kilometers an hour, 50 miles an hour. He did not hit the brakes until he hit me. And the police officer came the next morning to see me because his sergeant didn't believe that I could have lived through that accident. I was riding a bicycle and he hit me completely T-boned. And that's an event in my life that I look back at sometimes. I think, boy, if I hadn't got on that bike that day, if I just stayed home another half hour, my life would be so different. Those particular young years for me in high school, I could run like the wind. I was much thinner than I am now. And I'd just been asked to join the high school hurdling team because I could jump pretty high and run pretty fast. And that changed that direction. I never did be able to run the same after that. And it would be easy to look back in one sense and say, that shouldn't have happened. Boy, if that hadn't happened. But I also know that that event turned my life around. I can see that as a particular point in my life when I started to begin my journey with God. So without that moment, I wouldn't be here today. Without that single moment, I know for a fact I wouldn't be standing here today. That was God's hand in some way. Now, I know we struggle with bad things happening and saying, I'm not saying God created that event. I'm saying God was there. Even in that dark moment for me, God was there, and I can look back and I can encourage myself today when I'm hobbling around and aching and not feeling so great to know that, you know, God's been with me a long time. That's what this psalm is telling us. We skip down into the areas of verses 9 to 12. As the Lord has been faithful, David's faithful protector and provider since his birth, even since his birth. So the psalmist believes that David believes that God will continue to remain his help and his security when he faces new challenges, harder crises and more things that are against him in his old age. It's important to remember back of these good things that God has done, so when we're facing the challenges of now, we know that God, we can one day look back to now and go, yep, God was working here too. Remember the truth that's spoken in Philippians verse, chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Every one of you here today, God has begun something wonderful many, many years ago. And God will continue to work that wonder out in your life as you journey through your life. And the hard times and the difficult times and the lonely times that come upon all of us at different times in our lives, God has been faithful, God is faithful, God will continue to be faithful. The reality is that we can know the Lord's presence and power even more when we're older and weaker, because we know we can't do anything else but rely on God's strength. The opening two chapters of Luke's Gospel, where the Lord ministers by his extraordinary grace upon a number of people who are quite up in years, Zechariah and Elizabeth, a special baby in their old age. And then we hear the story of Simeon and Anna, who are given the gift of seeing the Messiah as their child in their last few years of their life. God looks after us, has looked after us, and will continue. We jump down to verse 14. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. As we get older, what do we tend to talk more about? And that's always the sign when I'm with my buddies who I've known for 30 and 40 years, my computer buddies that I hang around with. And I stop us all the time. We're over at Tim's having our coffee. What is it we talk about? Our doctor's appointments, the pills, and our aches and pains. We know we're getting old. You know, that complaining kind of mentality that's there, sometimes even Christians can fall to this temptation. We want to just complain about how everything is today. I've been coming to church for 50 years and nothing is, you know, that same kind of aches and pains. But we need to change our conversation sometimes and recall the wonderful things that God has been faithful to us as a congregation, we as a church, that God is filling us with hope and joy now because we can see what God has been doing in the past. And one day, as my father-in-law always said, one day these are going to be the good old days. Think about that for a moment. Not too long from now, we're going to remember 2016 as the good old days. I think about that when I was working at the school board. And when I started there as a young man, I remember all the older guys going, "It's not like it used to be here. It's terrible now. It's terrible." And I kept thinking, "This is pretty good here. I like it. Everybody's working. We're all happy. It's just lovely." But I got to a point at the end of my career at the school board, it's not like it used to be. No, it's not. It was much better, you know. Well, we say the same thing at church, don't we? Often. It's not like it used to be. But I've said time and time and again, and I say it again this morning. When we look back at the church in those earlier days in all of our lives, I can remember one minister telling me at a very big church in downtown Toronto, big, great, big place, saying back in the day, you know, back in the 40s, 45, I remember all the kids were lined up down the aisle all ready to get baptized on Sunday morning. There were 300 in our Sunday school. There was no place to sit for the adults. Those were the good old days. Well, I have a comment from today, and I've said it before. Lots of people came to church back then because that's what you did. You're here today not because it's what you have to do. It's because it's what you want to do. And I think that makes a big difference. We're here today because we want to be. Now, I'm not passing judgment on the past in any way, but I'm just saying, look around. We're pretty full for this morning. And we're all here because we've chosen to be here, not because we have to come here or we're expected to be here. That's a lovely statement of faith and hope in God. Statement of faith and hope in God. David teaches us, the older person, how to be patient in tribulation and to be joyful in hope by contemplating the grace that God, which he has already enjoyed, and how to drive away the bitterness of his pain by praising God as he dwells with his soul upon the recollection of those mighty deeds which so many pledges have brought deliverance. Turn the page. This is part, the last three verses, that conclude almost every lament format in the Psalms and certainly state it for us, in particularly 23 and 24. It's what I'm going to do. So no longer am I worried about now, which is my lament or my complaint. No more am I going to just make statements about the wonderful things God did. But here's what's going to happen tomorrow. Here's what's going to happen in the next few minutes. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have rescued. All day long my tongue will talk of your righteous help, for those who tried to do me harm have been put to shame and disgraced. God will give us a victory in our lives. God will give us that special thing that we need. And I'm going to thank you, because I know it's going to happen. Very positive thinking in that regard. You know, older believers, we have a special privilege. We all have the chance to see God's faithfulness over our entire lifetime. Our troubles do not grow smaller as the years go by. They get kind of cumulative in our experience, but they can strengthen us in our confidence that God will always deliver us, as he always has. The last thing I want to say about this, Donna's not here, she's teaching Sunday school. Donna and I had a very different life when it came to the beginnings of our faith. Donna's always gone to church since she was a little kid. She's told me in private, and she's made statement publicly as well, she seems to have always known God. It's never been a big thing. She's just always known God. And I came to the Lord much later. I came to understand my faith much later. And it became something I remember for a time. Everybody wanted to hear my story, because I'm the guy that's always good at speaking. But they wanted to hear my story of my sort of change in my direction. And I used to say, you know who you want to hear? You want to hear Donna's story. She's been faithful to God as far back as she can remember. I love people like that. If you've been coming to church your whole life, praise the Lord. You've been faithful, and God has been faithful to you too, your whole life. You didn't start somewhere down the road, which is great that you know that's happened. But you've been faithful and known God's love that many more years. What a wonderful treasure that is. And as we age and get older, we have that whole book of our lives to rely on, to turn back and say, you know, when things are rough right now, what did God do a few years ago? I remember, wow. And he did it in that person's life. He did it in my life. I can read it in the Bible. I can hear it all over the place. Tomorrow's going to be better. I know it will be. And I'm going to look back at these hard times I'm facing at the moment and go, yeah, pretty good years. Those were the good years. Things weren't as good now as they were back then. God is faithful. Psalm 71, it's a lament, but it's a statement of God's faith. And may God's Spirit use these words from Psalm 71 and the words this morning to encourage all of us in our aging faith, in our aging physically, to turn to God forever and ever. Amen.